As the G8 concluded meeting Saturday to make way for the start of the G20 summit in Toronto, Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper declared the meeting of the world's major industrialized nations a success.
I have never seen a G8 more fundamentally united in purpose, more frank in its discussions, and I think that will carry forward into the G20.
But amid the smiles and congratulatory handshakes, significant disagreements remain. The U.S. is calling for more government spending to stimulate economic growth, while leaders in Europe and Japan argued for less spending and higher taxes to keep their deficits in check. After meeting with British Prime Minister David Cameron, President Barack Obama insisted that both countries share the same goals.
There are going to be differentiated responses between the two countries because of our different positions, but we are aiming at the same direction, which is long-term sustainable growth that puts people to work.
Despite their differences, G8 leaders agree the global recovery remains fragile. And as recent events in Greece have shown, economies big and small are interconnected. The Wall Street Journal's John Hilsenroth.
So it's not just if America sneezes, the rest of the world gets a cold. It's also that if the little kid in kindergarten whose name is Greece gets a cold, then the adults could get a cold too.
Ziggy, I got 75,000.
G8 leaders were also united in their condemnation of North Korea's sinking of a South Korean warship, and they called on Iran to halt its suspect nuclear program.
The governments of Iran and North Korea have chosen to acquire weapons to threaten their neighbors. The world must see to it that what they spend on these weapons will not be the only cost that they incur.
But as focus shifts to the larger G20 summit, which includes some of the fastest developing economies such as India, China, and Brazil, world leaders are facing increasing skepticism and protests over how much the summit can actually accomplish. Pledges in past summits to double aid to poor countries in Africa, along with promises to increase agricultural spending, remain largely unmet. Millar Sega, VOA News.